This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative has filed an appeal with the World Trade Organization of the October 20th Compliance Panel ruling against U.S. Country of Origin labeling regulations. The appeal will argue against the finding that the COOL rules issued by the Agriculture Department violate international trade rules by treating Canada and Mexico cattle and swine imports differently than domestic products. The decision to appeal will continue the COOL process in the WTO. A new WTO panel will be formed, and a decision is expected by the middle of 2015. Any potential retaliation by Canada and Mexico will be delayed until after the appeal process is concluded. A new coalition is fighting to defend the rural way of life and economic prosperity in five states. The coalition, comprised of the Kansas Farm Bureau, Kansas Corn Growers Association, Texas Farm Bureau, the American Farm Bureau Federation, New Mexico Farm and Livestock Bureau, and Colorado Farm Bureau, opposes the Center for Biological Diversity, Defenders of Wildlife, and Wild Earth Guardians' request that the lesser prairie chicken be listed as an endangered species. The bird is currently listed as threatened. The LPC range is roughly 20 million acres, affecting 85 counties in Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas, New Mexico, and Colorado. We are already seeing impacts from the threatened listing, said Jim Sipes, who farms near the primary habitat area in Kansas. Sipes adds that we have seen wind generator projects leave the area. We have seen oil and gas companies pull out of the region. We have seen seismograph crews stopping seismograph work. And we are seeing effects on farms and ranches through the amount of grazing we are able to do. New York Farm Bureau is reaching out to farmers after last month's record snowstorm that damaged a number of farms. New York Farm Bureau President Dean Norton said that organizations across the state came together to help farmers with any damage they found immediately after the storm. Norton said the largest concern is making sure that farmers who were affected by the loss of structures, animals, and crops have the help they need. In the long term, New York Farm Bureau is going to be looking for disaster declarations and assistance from USDA for those growers and farmers that were affected, and then working to make sure that they can get those farmers back up and in operation as quick as possible. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack on Tuesday announced more than $5 million in grants for 82 projects spanning 42 states and the U.S. Virgin Islands that support the Agriculture Department's efforts to connect school cafeterias with local farmers and ranchers through its farm-to-school program. The program helps schools purchase more food from local farmers and ranchers in their communities, expanding access to healthy local food for school children and supporting local economies. According to USDA's first-ever farm-to-school census released earlier this year, school districts participating in farm-to-school programs purchased and served over $385 million in local food in school year 2011-2012, with more than half of participating schools planning to increase their purchases of local food in the future. Hawaii has identified its first outbreak of a deadly pig virus that emerged in the continental United States last year, confounding officials who are uncertain how the disease arrived over thousands of miles of ocean. The state confirmed porcine epidemic diarrhea virus on a farm in Oahu, the most populous Hawaiian island, on November 20th, according to the Hawaii Department of Agriculture. Farmers and the federal government have been working to contain PEDV since it was first detected in the U.S. in the spring of 2013. The virus has killed at least 8 million pigs, roughly 10% of the U.S. hog population. PEDV was previously found in parts of Asia and Europe. It is unknown how it came to the U.S. Hawaii had toughened import rate requirements for live pigs in July in a bid to prevent the spread of PEDV, banning infected hogs and requiring tests for PEDV prior to shipping. State officials do not know how PEDV arrived on their shores and are testing animal feed from the infected farm to try to determine whether it may have been may have transmitted the virus, according to acting state veterinarian Isaac Medea. The outbreak occurred on a farm with about 150 pigs and about 25% died. The corn-growing region of north-central Illinois near Galva will claim home to a first-of-its-kind technology to extract zein, a highly valuable corn protein that will be used for food and pharmaceutical products. Following a lengthy permit process, construction of a zein extraction facility began September 15th near the highly visible U.S. 34 boundary of the Big River Resources ethanol plant in Galva. The 15,000-square-foot building should be complete in May. The expansion at the Galva ethanol plant represents a joint venture between Big River Resources LLC, which produces ethanol and co-products from corn, and Prairie Gold Incorporated, a technology and developmental company with patented technologies to produce high-value corn products. The practice of zein extraction is rare. The protein can be used for biodegradable plastics, corn or paper coatings, food packaging, antioxidants, medical devices, pharmaceutical products, food, and cosmetics. Specifically, think about the glossy finish on magazines, coatings on pills, or even the glaze on candies such as M&M's. On Wednesday night, the House passed H.R. 5771, the Tax Increase Prevention Act of 2014, on a 378-45 vote. Farm Bureau is pleased the House has acted to extend several key tax provisions this year. We urge Congress to bring a tax extender package to completion before the year's end, said American Farm Bureau Federation President Bob Stallman in a statement. Further, Stallman noted that small business provisions like Section 179 and bonus depreciation increase cash flow, and that lets farmers and ranchers put their money back to work immediately so they can care for their land and animals. Although yesterday's vote represents progress, Farm Bureau continues to press for a long-term solution so small businesses, including farms and ranches, can have the certainty they need to plan for the future. Fiscal 2015 agricultural exports are forecast at $143.5 billion, $9 billion below fiscal 2014 and down $1 billion from the August forecast for fiscal 2015, according to the latest Electronic Outlook report from the Agriculture Department's Economic Research Service and Foreign Agricultural Service. U.S. agricultural imports are forecast at a record $116 billion, down $1 billion from August, but $6.8 billion higher than in fiscal 2014. The U.S. agricultural trade surplus is forecast at $27.5 billion, down from $43.3 billion in fiscal 2014, and the smallest surplus since fiscal 2009. The Macoupin County Farm Service Agency office wishes to inform all operators, other tenants, and landowners that public informational meetings have been scheduled to discuss the provisions of the 2014 Farm Bill regarding the new commodity programs. On Wednesday, December 10th, at 2 p.m. and at 7 p.m. at the KC Hall, local officials and Robert Bellum of U of I Extension will be discussing the new commodity programs, including agricultural risk coverage and price loss coverage. The Macoupin County Farm Service Committee and County FSA Office encourages all operators, other tenants, and landowners to attend one of the public informational meetings to help educate regarding the 2014 Farm Bill provisions. If you have any questions about the meetings, please contact the Macoupin County FSA Office at 217-854-2626. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.